Thank you, Kane. 807 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Morning. It's the last Mobile. Well, no, actually, tomorrow it'll still be winter in the morning. It'll be spring in the afternoon. So one more winter edition of Mobile Mornings. Then it's off to spring. I don't know that it means much to us, but because spring, actually, if you listen to Bill Finch and all that, spring arrives here in February. Mm-hmm. Gulf Coast a little different than the Atlantic seaboard in the Northeast.
I'll just have to take off the hoodie in a couple days.
That's right. Finally, you'll be able to unveil. This segment of the show brought to you by 1-800-GOT-JUNK online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. It's my buddy Trey doing great work with he and his crew in Mobile and Baldwin counties. Commercial properties, residential properties, a storage unit. Think about that. If you've got a storage unit and you have not actually rolled up the door there, you know, they'll have the rollaway doors, mm-hmm. rolled up the door and seen what's in there in years, how much do you really need the stuff in there?
Yeah, if you forgot the combo to the lock.
Maybe a sign that you need to get rid of that junk. Save that money every month. Hey, whatever it is, you've got junk, you need it gone, you need 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Easy to make that appointment online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com or pick up the phone and call 1-800-GOT-JUNK and make that actual appointment. They'll give you a day and a time, not a spectrum, and that's when they're there. They'll quote you a price. If you say yes, they get the work done efficiently, and they're on their way. 1-800-GOT-JUNK online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. All right, it is a Tuesday, and we check in with Quinn Hillier from QuinnHillier.com and also the author of the Mad Jones Trilogy, available right now on Amazon. Hey, Quinn.
Hey, good to be on with y'all.
Hey, good to have you here, and wow, top story up over at QuinnHillier.com. Now you're into my wheelhouse, one of my many wheelhouses, but this wheelhouse, we're talking some Pleistocene here. We're talking some woolly mammoths. What the heck? Or how did woolly mammoths make it into your conversation?
Oh, I am legion. I contain multitudes.
Let's talk about, you say woolly mammoths, unlike wang doodles, should stay extinct. Now, okay, I'm interested.
You gotta love the wang doodles.
Yes.
Yes. First of all, what the story is Japanese and some Russian, but mainly Japanese scientists, found an intact woolly mammoth, and they have been trying to take the frozen DNA from the mammoth, put it into the ova of mice, and get the DNA to replicate. And they got it to do some sort of reaction, but they couldn't get it to get up to the point where it split. But they said if we find an even better sample, we think we'll be able to do it. And the idea is, of course, eventually, sort of like Jurassic Park, where they did it with the mosquito trapped in amber that had dinosaur blood inside it, they hope to take the DNA and replicate a woolly mammoth. And what a wang doodle, by the way, has to do with it is that was sort of the same theory behind a book by none other than Julie Andrews, the actress, writing under her married name, Julie Edwards, where there was a mythical creature called a wang doodle that ruled Wang Doodle Land, but he was the last one. And so a British scientist that was very nice decided to replicate his DNA and make a mate for him so the wang doodles could survive. Be that as it may, the woolly mammoth. I was saying Jurassic Park should serve as a warning. It wasn't just fiction. That just as when we introduce alien species to new environments, think of the that horrible snail that's eating up our marshes.
Oh, the apple snail, or what? Kudzu, yeah. Wild hogs,
exactly,
fire ants.
Exactly.
Where do you want to go? Yeah.
That it is one thing to try to maybe clone an existing species for scientific purposes, but to clone one that is long extinct and bring it back, we don't know what diseases we're bringing back with him. We don't know what diseases he'll be resistant to. We don't know how they will react in this new environment, and we are introducing an element of chance that I think is very, very dangerous, and I don't think we should play God like that. And so I was saying, even though it was very nice to bring back the wing doodles, it's not so nice to bring back the woolly mammoth.
Are you proposing that there should be a law on the books to limit bringing back these old dinosaurs and woolly mammoths? And if so, wouldn't you be limiting scientific advancement, Quinn?
We already limit human cloning. We do not allow humans to be cloned. There is some science that is monstrous. We do not allow eugenics, which is the manipulation of genes and the destruction of so-called weak human beings. Again, some science is too far, and I am saying that recreating a species that has long been extinct, trying to act like God, I think that's pushing it too far.
Yeah, we need to make sure you send that message to the Chinese. Make sure they're hearing you as we go on. You know, it is. I agree with you. Although the temptation, specifically the woolly mammoth, which I think is an incredibly cool critter, read about them. You know, there was a group of them on, at least according to carbon dating, that existed 10,000 years after the last woolly mammoth elsewhere on Wrangell Island in Alaska, because they figured they didn't have predators or, early man wasn't at that place to kill them off. But 10,000 years after the last ones were found, they said to carbon dating, these had existed, like a little pocket of them. I don't know. I'm fascinated by them, so I'm tempted. I would love to go see one, but at the same time, I do. I get the warning. I see where you're going.
I would love to see a woolly mammoth. I would love to see a saber-toothed tiger, and I would love to see a dinosaur, but that doesn't mean that I think it's wise.
Well put. The short-faced bears, too, if you go Google them, I'd want to see them behind some huge walls and fences and bars and all that stuff, because I think they could do a lot of damage. All right. And then another item to talk about here over at the Washington Examiner. No millennials, you really don't know stress. Now, are you picking a fight with millennials?
Come on, Gwen.
I pick fights with millennials all the time, or rather, they pick fights with common sense, and I just jump in to defend common sense.
Now, how's that? Tell me about it.
All millennials, mind you, but it is the millennials that need Play-Doh and pictures of puppies when they get upset because somebody on their college campus said something that they disagree with. It is those sorts of millennials who just think that they have it so tough and that everybody's too mean to them. Those are the ones that I object to. Now, there is a poll out, sample of 2,000 millennials, which is a very large sample if anybody understands polling. Three out of five of them, or almost three out of five, 58%, literally say that they live the most stressful existence ever in the history of mankind. And I was, even knowing the Play-Doh and the puppy pictures and all of this stuff, I was still, what's the word, gobsmacked? I was blown away. These are American millennials thinking that today's existence is more stressful than in the past. And this is such errant nonsense that it blows my mind. Are they even capable of reading history? Do they understand World War I, World War II, famine, the Great Plague, the Vietnam draft, where you could be drafted and sent off to die and be killed? Do they understand the constant threat of nuclear annihilation that had kids literally practice to hide under their desks in the case of a nuclear war? Do they understand gas lines, for goodness sakes? Listen to what some of the things that they think are stressful is. Okay, this is why they live in the most stressful time in history. Number one item, losing their wallet or their credit card. Okay. Number two item, arguing with partner. Number three item, commute or traffic delays. Number four, losing their phone.
Yeah, okay.
I forget what number five was. And number six was the dreaded
slow
Wi-Fi.
Yeah, okay.
Suck it up, buttercup.
Well, I'll tell you, going through that list, those are all stressful. I'd say losing your wallet is probably one of the most stressful things humans can go through in a normal life, not something that's a major life stressor. But I think all generations, Quinn, we'll see that. I'm sure, you know, I'm Generation X. I'm sure we have said the same thing. You know, millennials will say the same thing. I mean, I would say maybe things like social media could come in there. I mean, if you're talking about younger millennials that are like in high school or middle school, because if there's bullying or teasing or something, it doesn't go away when you go home. It's on, you know, it's online platforms and those kind of things. I can't believe that didn't make number one or number two.
That was listed in the article, talking about, oh, the stresses of social media. Well, you know what? There's nothing new under the sun. Okay, so it's up there.
It's meaner. It's meaner and more prolific, I think, with social media. What used to, it's always existed. You're right. I mean, bullying, teasing, all those things always existed. Nothing new. But it does follow, you know, with social media. It does spread wide.
Yeah, it spreads wide, and, you know, so did word of mouth, so did phone calls. This is nothing new. But meanwhile, we have the lowest sustained unemployment in history. We have the lowest, now it's 35 years now of low inflation. We have wages rising. We have everything at our fingertips. You talk about social media. I mean, we can order food. We can order Uber at a fingertip. We can do all sorts of things in an instant that it used to take us forever to do. Kids don't understand, or millennials don't understand that people used to actually have to sort of argue about who got to use the phone.
Well,
you know?
Quinn, what would you say the main reason that millennials are so, they lack such awareness that they're living in such a good time?
I don't know what makes a whole age cohort, and again, it's not the entire age cohort, but it is a larger percentage of them than there should be. I don't know what makes them lack gratitude or perspective, but I do think that they have been coddled. I just am constantly amazed at college kids who think, for instance, that they need safe spaces, that ideas that they disagree with are somehow so threatening that the ideas need to be shut out. Rather, they go to college, they say, literally, I've heard them say, so they can have a safe space to learn rather than going like we did to be challenged. They don't
absolutely
go for the excitement. They go for the, I don't know, the cloister. Is that it? And it's crazy.
Yeah, and I agree. I mean, that was one of those great moments, you know, being lucky enough to go to college and going there and hearing people from all different parts of the country, let alone the state of Alabama, with different ideas and different takes. And, you know, some of those right now are part of what I still, how I still see the world. Some of them were easily discounted. But, it's absolutely, I think that's part of it. You've got to be challenged.
And the world is not there to protect you. The world is there to experience, to challenge, and to be challenged by, and that's part of being human. Frankly, that's part of what makes being human exciting and interesting. And instead, they think it's stressful, and they think they live, three-fifths of them think they live in the most stressful times in the history of mankind, and that's just that's ignorant. It's absurd. Anyway.
All right. People can check that out, of course, over at WashingtonExaminer.com. Where else do they go to get more of what you're writing?
Well, QuinnHillier.com takes everything that I write, although now I'm writing almost exclusively for Washington Examiner. I do also urge people who think that I'm never hard on Hillary Clinton to read my piece up called why the Lisa Page testimony should make the DOJ think again and perhaps indict Hillary Clinton, because I think she really does deserve it.
I think we can talk about that next week for sure, because that's going to stay. I think it's going to stay at the top of the stack. Quinn, as always, we appreciate it. We'll check back in with you next week and remind folks they want to pick up the trilogy. How do they do it?
Amazon.com. It's called Mad Jones. Mad Jones Heretic, Mad Jones Hero, Mad Jones Agonistes.
All right. 821. Coming right back. Grab your phone calls. 343-0106. Right, 826 FM Talk 106.5, and it is Mobile Mornings right here on a Tuesday. Love to hear from you at 343-0106, 343-0106. We've answered some pretty hefty questions over the last 2 days. One we started working on yesterday, Dalton has accomplished today. He accomplished one this morning, too. We were wondering, we're talking to Dr. Bill about the cyclone that went into Mozambique and, you know, the rotation of a cyclone opposite of the rotation of a hurricane. That vortice, that vortex is opposite, mm-hmm. right? And then we got into the discussion, of course, flushing a toilet. We didn't use sink because we're goofy boys here.
Right.
We used flushing of the toilet. It goes the other way. You were in Australia as a kid, and y'all all
flushed their toilets.
You
at
probably
the same
wasted
time.
So much water there just flushing toilets, seeing it go the other way. And then I asked the question. I said, I have been on the equator, but didn't pay attention. What happens on the equator? Because if it goes, you know, if the vortex is one way in the northern hemisphere and the other way in the southern hemisphere, mm-hmm. then at the equator, what does it do? You figured that out. It was Google told you.
Yeah, I started dredging through the YouTube videos of toilets being flushed and found a couple on the equator. And it goes, you called it correctly. Yeah. They go straight through the toilet hole down there.
As you get further away from the equator, then it starts that cyclonic motion one way or the other.
Yeah, but if you're right there at the equator, no spin involved when you flush the toilet. And then the other question.
This one from yesterday. This was a holdover question because we couldn't find any dateline for the Mama June crack rock arrest.
Yeah, we were trying to figure out where Mama June got arrested in Alabama. You know, we want to know if it was close to us or where she was located.
And that was one of the things that had me doubting the story. Mm-hmm. I didn't doubt it completely, but I said, just, you know, she has a new show coming out, and this seems kind of sketchy because it just said Alabama.
Right, and we know from following the career of Mama June, unfortunately, which we are forced to do just by being on the internet on occasion. You have to see what she's up to. But she lost so much weight.
350.
Yeah, not anymore.
Okay.
She lost so much weight that, and now we know how she lost the weight, because she got arrested with the crack rock. And thanks to Carol Robinson from AL.com, we couldn't get a straight story from TMZ or any of the other thousands of local media outlets.
They just said Alabama.
That just said Alabama is where she was arrested. Now we know that she and her boyfriend, Gino Doak, were arrested at a Sunoco in Tuskegee.
Okay.
Very near Tuskegee, Alabama.
Because they're from Georgia, right? So they had come across the border for something. And not to buy lottery tickets.
No, but they did end up at a casino in Wetumpka after her arrest. And she did make it out in time to, I guess, live tweet the season premiere of whatever new show she has on. But now we know Mama June arrested near Tuskegee.
All right, so there's answers to two questions in 2 days. Nicely done.
Check off those boxes. Now we need something else to look up.
The research department. Well, maybe you can give me the history of this company. I saw the story from our news partners at WKRG. Saraland Police Department made they pulled a vehicle over yesterday afternoon. That vehicle, if you go and see the story, you can see what it looks like. It's the Weed World Candies van.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Saraland police say they pulled over the vehicle and could smell marijuana from the Weed World Candies van. Saraland PD reports they found items inside the vehicle that tested positive for marijuana. Police say there were five people inside the, let me add again, the Weed World Candies van. They said they talked to the owner of Weed World Candies, Balil Muhammad. He says to News 5, none of his company products contain THC, so he's not sure why the five people in the company truck were arrested yesterday afternoon. He says the truck was heading to their company headquarters in Atlanta. Now, I know this company has locations in New Orleans, New York, Miami, and Atlanta. So I guess they're going from New Orleans to Atlanta. According to the Weed World Candies website, the company was launched in 1999 with the goal to get marijuana and hemp legalized. And I guess they make candies, too. I don't know. Company's been on the radar of Gulf Coast law enforcement since at least 2015. Authorities in New Orleans tested its products for THC. The results came back negative. But it sounds like their products don't have THC, but maybe their employees had the THC.
I'm sure. I think there's stories like this popping up all over America. Headline from Delaware, burning Weed World Candies truck snarls traffic on the bridge.
There you go. There was a Cheech and Chong where they had a van that was made of weed that caught on fire. That's you're coming right back.
Thank you, Kane. 8:37 here on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. Let's head to McConnell Automotive and talk to Mitch McConnell. Hey, Mitch.
Good morning, Dalton. How are you, buddy?
Hey, doing good. So as the calendar turns to spring, time to start spending a lot more time outdoors. And what better way to haul things around than in a new truck from McConnell Automotive?
Man, I hope so, Dalton. I'll tell you what, I'm driving the new AT4, the 2019, with that six-function tailgate and got a lift kit from the factory. And everywhere I go, people are like, man, what is that thing? It's awesome. And, you know, Dalton, some people still want to buy the 18 model and get that huge discount, and other dealers are giving 15% off. And McConnell, if you check my website, DaltonMcConnellAutomotive.com, you'll see 20% or more off the 18 models. But the real thing that I want everybody to do is don't buy a Ford, a Dodge, a Chevy, a Toyota, anything until you drive the new GMC. And that's my invitation. It's just really worth it. There's some things about this new GMC truck that make it unique, and I want everybody to check it out at McConnell Automotive before they buy anything else.
All right. We appreciate it, Mitch. Have a good one.
Y'all have a great Tuesday, man.
That's Mitch McConnell. Go see him and the crew at McConnell Automotive on Dolphin Street just east of I-65.
All right. We also are continuing our Things You Believe from Your Childhood. This sidebar going on the text line, which if you've not texted us before, we'd love to hear from you. Love to hear your voice. But you can always text 343-0106, and no charges from our end. It's free text on our end. I don't know about your provider, but no charge on our end to drop us a text anytime. 343-0106. So, this goes back to a Reddit page I was reading about things you believe, the dumbest and most embarrassing thing you believed as a kid. Mm-hmm. And we've run through this list of different items, and from people who believe that you plucked a hair off your head and planted it in the ground, the hair would grow because hair has roots.
Only makes sense.
That limes were lemons that weren't ripe yet, that gravy was turkey blood, you took a medicine for a condition you didn't have, it'd give you that condition.
The gravy one, that might be my favorite, because the horror of being a kid and thinking that you're not only eating the turkey, but its blood is covering your plate.
There's so many more that are coming in through here. A lot of frogs and warts, even though Van says if you picked up frogs, you'll get salmonella. I thought that was like leprosy. They told everything, that'll give you leprosy.
Yeah, in the eating cookie dough, that's how you get salmonella.
Yes, and most foods that are waiting to be recalled. It's 8:39. We can do this now. Supermom said my parents told us that Santa Claus's phone number was on our birth certificates. That's how they had it. let's see. If you ate the crust on your bread, your hair would turn curly.
I hadn't heard that one.
Always a bunch of things about curly-headed kids.
You know, everything that I didn't like when I was a kid, didn't like to eat, my dad would say that would put hair on your chest.
Yes.
He'd say, I didn't like onions. He'd say, you got to eat onions if you want hair on your chest. I didn't like coleslaw. He said, well, you better eat coleslaw if you want hair on your chest. So that was one of the things that I always believed.
Obviously, I ate all those things.
I didn't, but it still turned out the same way.
That's the side. Things you believed when you were a child. There's so many. We got a long list of them y'all have texted in today, and I appreciate it. It's really funny.
Yeah, the one that I always go back to, for me, I was with my grandma in Nashville, and we were at a record store back when they were still around at Opry Mills in Nashville, and she was talking about, I think it was Vince Gill, and she was talking with my great aunt, her sister, and she said, Vince Gill is getting a divorce, and I think the reason was adultery, that he committed adultery. And I'm standing there, and I'm like, so what? Don't all adults commit adultery?
Aren't they being adultery?
It's right there in the name. It only makes sense. So then I learned that day what adultery was.
This one, this is creepy. My sister was my babysitter and told me if I misbehaved, Santa's elves would sprinkle broken glass on my bedroom floor.
Oh, my gosh.
What the heck?
That's scary.
That is scary. Somebody else is commenting on the Weed World candies story. Terry says, kind of like the person dressed in the marijuana leaf covered clothing and driving a car with marijuana decals and a license plate blunt. Well, I said, Terry, you weren't listening earlier. I've long talked about this. You see the guy pulled over with the license plate THC for me, or the person, like it would always happen at music festivals. I worked in rock radio for a couple decades, so if there was a music festival, I was at it. And a dude with the marijuana shirt, the marijuana cat in the hat, and all that. And then, why are they profiling me? I don't know, dude. It's like when you're driving around in the Weed World candy. So if your job is to try to decriminalize or legalize marijuana, okay? which, you know, if that's your thing, that's cool, then you would think your ambassadors for that would know that they need to be above board on
you would
that.
Think
you
so.
Would think that that vehicle you would demand would not have any marijuana in it.
What's the process for getting hired by them? Because, I mean, they want you to drive around the country with their...
You take this hacky sack.
And just Googling Weed World Candies and hitting the news page, you'll see all of the times over the last... I mean, they say they've been in business since 1999, so didn't Amazon come in right, like, 98, 97? So look at how those two companies, how they've fared since then. But if you look at all the stories, I mean, it's every single year. They've been arrested in Tuscaloosa before. They've had their van catch fire on the Delaware Memorial Bridge.
Dude, that reminds me of Cheech and Chong.
Said they lost $50,000 worth of product in that fire. I don't know if it was the non-THC candies. I find it hard to believe they'd have $50,000.
Up in smoke, man.
So they've been in the news a whole lot. I guess when they're interviewing you for that job, they say, well, do you have any priors? And if you say no, they say, well, get ready, because you're gonna have some priors.
So yeah, you got to go see the picture that goes along with that story. It's on the Twitter feed, at FM Talk 106.5. Brian says, oh, this is good. I don't know if I worried about this, because I used to lay up in the back, what I thought was the back deck there in my parents' car when I was a kid. You know, the old vehicles used to have a like a shelf right above the back seat in a sedan. And as a kid, I would lay in there before seatbelts were a thing. They were there. We just didn't use them. Because Brian says, if you touch the defrosting wires on the back window, you'd get electrocuted. Charlie says, if you turn on a light in the car at night, you'll get a ticket. See, that's your parents trying to keep you from messing up their night vision.
Blinding them.
But he said, if you didn't hold a button on your clothing when you passed a graveyard, you'd die naked. Well, I mean, as a kid, that probably would be horrible. As an adult, you'd say, well, why was I?
Here was a dad trying to save himself a little embarrassment while in public. A unnamed texter says, my dad told me if I stare at girls, I would turn into stone.
There should be so many statues if that was true. Yeah, if you aim a, texter says, if you aim a flashlight in the night sky, it'll drain the battery faster. See, that's somebody who, that's a parent that's trying to use that to keep the kids from goofing. I'm with you there. Big T said my dad worked graveyard shifts, so I thought he worked in a graveyard. this is classic. Chester, this is classic. I asked my father when I was a kid why the Gulf of Mexico was salty. He said a ship sank many years ago with a salt-making machine on board, and the machine was running when it sank, and it's still out there today. sounded good to me. That is that's great. Oh, Brian says it was to keep the fingerprints off the back window. Yeah, brilliant. Brilliant. Ashley, for Loosedale, this is so good. This is absolutely parents trying to keep kids from doing. Make it up a myth. You know, like so much you look at Greek and Roman myths, they're all allegory of sort to try to steer human behavior. So were the myths made up by our parents. Ashley says, if you play with fire, you'll pee in the bed. This is beautiful. That's beautiful. So, I mean, you do these things to try to keep the kids from putting fingerprints on stuff or turn the lights on and off, doing those kind of... These are good. We have created our own myths.
It's a glimpse into so many childhoods, because everybody has, you know, the one thing that's kind of... I mean, of course, there's a lot that we've heard that everyone's heard, mm-hmm. holding your breath through the tunnel and all that stuff.
Right.
But so many of these are so great, and I can't wait to pass along. I'm going to start coming up with myths right now to pass along to my kids to keep them from doing bad things. I got to come up with some creative ones.
Yes, it'll be the allegories of Orwig that you'll create. This texture says, a babysitter would say she would unscrew my belly button and my legs would fall off if I didn't behave. That's
brutal.
That's like a Shyamalan movie, whatever.
M. Night Shyamalan.
Yeah, he's going to make that movie next. Wow. Okay, grab some more of these texts when we get back. 343-0106 plus a little preview of what's coming up on the midday show today, and this bill that could change the Alabama Constitution to help out the revolving door of crime right here in Mobile. 850 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you along. Text line open and popping right now, 343-0106. Tell you about a great place to go online that I was unaware of until just a couple weeks ago, and now I'm like, where have you been my whole life? The folks at Grove Collaborative. They make healthier home products accessible and affordable, with over 500,000 families right now shopping grove.co for non-toxic dish soap, plant-based skincare, tree-free bath tissue. And Grove makes it easy to find the best natural, eco-friendly products online, delivering them straight to your door so you can make better choices for your family with just one click. You know, in our house, my wife started on the cleaning supplies, making up her own witch's brews of these cleaning supplies. And they were okay, but my problem was, I'm a utilitarian, I'm an effectiveness guy. I go, that's not doing nearly what we did with the old chemical-based cleaner. Well, the folks at Grove are offering products that do just as good as what you're using now without those chemicals. Everything available at Grove is healthier for you and the planet and really works. That's the key. So we're running the mop wood floor cleaner right now, which we need a lot because we have two little dogs and two children. So the floor takes cleaning a lot. This stuff is great. Their mop wood floor cleaner we're using. Also, their Spearmint antibacterial bathroom cleaner. So that's one of the places you want to use a really good cleaner, right? That's an important deal. What if you get the same cleaning and have something that's healthy, you know, to be breathing in? Right now, the folks at Grove are giving you a great time to get on board. I recently got a whole bunch of stuff from Grove, and by the way, the turnaround was amazingly quick. Right now, you can get their exclusive Mrs. Meyers offer from Grove. Get it before it runs out and select your favorite spring scents. Plus, new customers will get a free cleaning set in the limited edition scent when you place your first order of $20 or more. Get a free Mrs. Meyers Spring Hand Soap, free Mrs. Meyers Spring Dish Soap, free Mrs. Meyers Spring Multi-Surface Spray, their Grove Collaborative Cleaning Caddy, the Grove Collaborative Walnut Scrubber Sponges. We got some of those too. I love those. Try now because this exclusive offer for spring runs out soon, since we're just about to get into it here. For a limited time, y'all can get a three-piece cleaning set from Mrs. Meyers Spring Scents, a free 60-day VIP membership, and a surprise bonus gift just when you sign up and place an order of $20 or more. You get that incredible deal, a ton of free stuff, and it comes to you quickly. I'm here to guarantee it's like 2 days turnaround. Check out Grove for our special offer. Go to grove.co/mobile. That's grove.co, not .com/mobile. Check them out today. 852 FM Talk 106.5, and we'll grab some more text and calls. Also, I kind of set up what we're going to talk about in the first hour of Midday Mobile. Stories came out yesterday, a press conference yesterday, that an amendment to the Alabama Constitution is being brought up that would crack down on the revolving door of crime. And we've talked about this so many times here in Mobile. And it's a subject that's up on WKRG.com. Story says Mobile Public Safety Director James Barber is proposing an amendment to the Alabama Constitution that would prevent the revolving door of violent offenders committing new crimes while out on bond. Currently, judges can order a suspect held without bond if they're considered a flight risk or a danger to the community. But that's not always a guarantee. This amendment would keep those types of offenders behind bars. As of yesterday, city and county leaders revealed how they plan to fix the problem. Some of that discussion here. Let's go first to Public Safety Director James Barber.
That are released from violent crimes back into our community only to commit more violent crimes, and then they're rearrested only to be released again.
Right. So how many times are our news stories about somebody, or you watch the mugshots from, you know, 5, 6, 7 mugshots on somebody that's out committing crime again? Chief Barber, Public Safety Director Barber, unveiled the bill that would amend the state constitution. He was supported by, at the news conference, Mobile Police Chief Lawrence Batiste, Mobile County Sheriff Sam Cochran, and Mobile County District Attorney Ashley Rich, who also commented on this bill.
The Class A felonies, rapes, sodomy, murder, robbery in the first degree, those kinds of felonies.
Once they start pulling triggers on guns, they do not stop until they're incarcerated, and this would give us that ability.
Okay, so right now, capital murder is the only charge where suspects have to be held without bond. If this amendment passes, it would expand that to offenses punishable by life in prison, without parole or life imprisonment, where proof is evident or the presumption is great of anyone who poses a clear danger to the community. So it expands the number of non-bondable offenses.
I think that's probably a good thing.
I mean, you know, I'm torn because part of me wants to say, you know, you're due your day in court. You're due to have the right to bond. At the same time, it has been proven time and time again. This is not just, you know, grabbing feathers out of the air. This is proven time and time again that the people commit crime after crime after crime. How many times do they arrest this person who's out on bond, who has not even gone to trial on the first issue, and now they're out doing some sort of violent crime again to the community.
And I know I complain about it every single time, and I'm not alone when I see so-and-so was arrested for maybe a violent crime, and, oh, they'd been arrested three or four times yep. before in the last few weeks for maybe less violent crimes, but you still wonder, why were they out and allowed to do these crimes? And I guess you can't keep complaining about it and then complain when something's finally done about it.
So the city is working with State Representative Chip Brown to submit the bill to the Alabama legislature. Brown's going to introduce the bill in the House today. If it passes through the legislature, it would go up for a vote. So it would be a referendum item on the ballot. Representative Brown, Chip Brown's going to join us today at noon for Midday Mobile. And I know I've gotten a lot of questions on the text line about this. We'll break down what it says step by step in the bill, how you can say this is what we're going to do. How is that implemented? Does it apply, I guess, statewide? Because it's going to go up as a state ballot item. And so if you've got questions specific to this amendment to the Constitution, which is not really a bill, it's an amendment to the Constitution, then you can get them on the text line. I'll ask them today starting at noon for Midday Mobile. That number, text line, phone line, go ahead and put this in your contacts under FM Talk 1065. It's 343-0106. If y'all are new around here, it's 251-343-0106. Also, while we're at it, podcast of this show and the 40-some-odd hours a week of live local programming. We're doing it every week. Live shows every day of the week. Compare and contrast that with other stations. Mm-hmm. Live shows every day of the week. Those podcasts available by going to fmtalk1065.com, clicking the link for podcast, or there's a bunch of other ways to get them, too.
Yeah, we got TuneIn, which you can stream us there. Mm-hmm. But now you can get podcasts on TuneIn. Just search FM Talk 106.5 Podcast. It's a different page than the streaming page there. Also, Stitcher, iTunes Podcasts, Spotify, where if you listen to music on Spotify, you can just click on over and hear the latest from Mobile Mornings or Midday Mobile or any of the other local shows that we put up there on the podcast page each week. So no excuses. You can listen to every single show. And if you go through the archives and you missed Moon Pie Minute throughout the Mardi Gras season, they're still up there on the page, and they will be until the end of time, hopefully. You can listen to the Moon Pie Minute from this year.
All right. And I'll just answer James's text. But James, you're not alone. A lot of people have asked me this morning. Well, James says this in the text. Please add the audio of the guy making cheese toast when the shots were fired that WKRG is reporting into the Midday Mobile intro. James, the little behind-the-curtain thing, I've got a folder in the computer that's off my right-hand side here where I've been keeping stuff for the last couple of years because I am working on a remake of the Midday Mobile intro. Mm-hmm. And as of 5-something this morning, I'd already cut that audio and saved it in to prove here's the cut you're talking about.
As soon as I turn this here, it's it.
So that one, that's like whenever we have any discussion of gunfire, we will go,
man.
Sorry there. So James and others who texted me about that, I'm on the same page as y'all. All right, Mike Gallagher Show on the way next. We'll see you at noon for Midday Mobile. Have a great one.